That's weird, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It's kind of our oeuvre. Greetings, apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
I mean, I'm doing a lot better than you are, vocally speaking.
Seems like.
We have reached that point of the year where my throat is starting to go, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
So we're drinking hot toddies.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And what all do we have in this particular hot toddy?
You're going to make him talk more. What, we finally have an excuse. To prevent, like, to rein back his conversation, and you're just going to ask him more questions.
If I knew the answer, I would say it.
Oh, God.
Well, we have tea bags with hot water, obviously, which is how one makes tea in this country. And then there's some honey in there, and then we have some rum. Mm-hmm. Jenna's has a little bit of mint mead because she requested mint.
I love mint.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what we got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, shall we drink these sons of bitches?
Some lawn chairs.
Lawn chairs.
Oh.
Yep. That's lovely.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
Oh.
Yep. So now. You two talk.
Yeah.
I got an eye exam done on Thursday.
Which end?
I don't like you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And go die on a hill somewhere. So anyway, no, I got an eye exam, which is the first one I've had in far too many years. And I went in. And the doctor was like, when was your last eye exam? And I'm like, I know I had one at one point. Couldn't tell you when. He's like, all right. He's like, any specific issues? And I talked about a couple of things. I'm like, he's like, so what, since you haven't been for a while, what brought you this time? And I'm like, well, my cell phone keeps getting further and further away from my face. and I was like, all right. Last time you got checked at the DMV, what did they say? I'm like, oh, they said I could drive without my glasses. They are incorrect.
Yeah.
Ooh.
you can.
Yeah.
You can't do, like, it well.
He was I can do it fairly well. I can read. I'm even pretty good at judging distance and everything. But it's all very blurry. And I don't like to drive at night. Because there are just lines all over the place. But yeah, it's better for everyone involved if I'm wearing my glasses. Anyway, so he did all of the eye stuff, and he went, DMV was wrong. You totally need to be wearing your glasses when you drive.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I do it. I am getting my first pair of progressives.
Huh.
I know. How very leftist of me.
How exciting.
Yeah. I was going to say. Just in time.
Right? And those will be ready by my birthday, so I'm excited for that. The doctor did say, he was like, you have the most adorable astigmatism. And I'm like, what? And he was like, it's so slight, it's so very slight, it is so tiny. And I'm like, all right,
well,
I guess tiny things are adorable. James would approve of this.
I was going to say, it's just the perfect size for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a very small thing.
So yeah, I'm adding it to my list of other fun doctor quotes about my body, including having a fascinating cervix and a pristine colon.
Like the character arc in the season 3 of... The Wire, or what? What does I'm
fascinating cervix. So here's the thing. Here's what I learned. Number one, my cervix is at a weird angle. Just different. It's not good or bad. It's just different than this particular doctor in a bow tie normally saw. This doctor, by the way, I described this interaction on Facebook at one point. And somebody was like, oh, is it Dr. So-and-so? And I was like, yeah, it is Dr. So-and-so. And here's the thing. This particular doctor, and nobody's been able to find him for a few years from people that I know that saw him. So we just assume he moved or retired or something. Like, when you go to schedule your appointment,
was
you're like,
your appointment
I want Dr.
in
so-and-so.
A blue phone box of some kind.
Wrong doctor.
Was it in a building that when you went back the next day, it was actually an old rundown like building that burned down 30 years
was
ago?
It was at Park Nicollet Women's Clinic.
Was there a gift shop nearby that was selling gremlins? Or
Actually, yes.
And then the neighbors are like, no, that doctor died 30 years ago tonight.
This very day.
Let me tell you about this OBGYN, though. Because this guy is the nerdiest looking motherfucker in a bow tie. And I'm already sold, right?
Yeah.
But this guy, and this is going to sound weird. Stick with me, though. It's like he is totally sold in vagina fandom. He is so nerdy about vaginas. And it's not in a weird, creepy way, though. He's just like, the science here is fascinating. Did you know you have an entire ecosystem in there? Mm. Like, he's just so fascinated with
vagina. It's like a
tropical
fish tank.
Yeah, basically.
I would go to that con.
Vagina con.
I'd dress up as my favorite.
God damn it.
I was going to say, is it hard to get in, or...?
Some of us.
Keep talking like that, it will be.
There is
it a dry con?
But no, here's the thing, though.
There is a height requirement.
I'm trying to be super serious about those, though, because I want to point out to guys that there are ways to talk about vaginas that aren't weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, we know.
This fucker knows it. Mm. Yeah, I know you guys know.
But we're
not the ones
it.
I'm talking about. I know you are. And it's kind of pissing me off a little bit, because I'm trying to have an actual statement.
I know.
Here.
Sure. No.
But no, he was just fascinated by it. So yeah, it was like, he talked about how when you have a leap biopsy on your cervix, like when it heals over, it makes like a spider web pattern.
Huh.
So I have literal cobwebs in my vagina.
We're not the ones taking it seriously. Okay.
I was talking about the dude. Everybody can make jokes about my vagina, and it has been done on the regular, like, over the course of 18 years for one specific show.
The only reason she's got cobwebs in there is because of all the cobs that she's had.
Oh, gross. Anyway, so yeah. Fascinating cervix. I have a pristine...
It's still funny. Fuck.
And he said it. Just like... excited in like a nerdy way, though. Yeah. Like, he wasn't excited about it in any weird sexual thing. It was just my God, your cervix is fascinating.
Fascinating cervix and adorable astigmatism is absolutely your biography.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
I do also have a pristine colon. Or at least I did 20 years ago. I can't speak to it now.
That's the name. It's a pristine colon, a fascinating cervix, and an adorable astigmatism.
Yep, there we go.
A memoir.
The Jenna story.
The Jenna story.
So this guy's just Mr. Wizard with a speculum, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like, it's not creepy. It's just nerdy and...
Just genuinely excited. Yeah.
Just like, oh, my God, this is so cool. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, so anyway, going back to the eye doctor... He did not have anything to say about my cervix. I should be clear on that.
I asked which end.
I'm sorry. are we just going to skip the colon entirely?
Is it?
Oh, I...
It's a semicolon.
I actually, kind of.
My jokes have to stop coming true. You don't understand how important this is.
No, here's the thing. So, like, I was back when they were trying to figure out my IBS issues, I went through a whole gamut of stuff. And They talked about doing a full colonoscopy, but instead they did a flexible sigmoidoscopy, which is kind of like a colonoscopy, only doesn't go quite as far, right?
Sure.
Basically. So semicolon is actually kind of correct in this statement.
Huh.
Well done.
Nice.
But yeah, I had the perkiest buck doctor. She was like, she comes in and she is a leathery, bleach blonde, like, perky ass doctor. And she's just like, hi, so I hear we're going to do a flexible sigmoidoscopy today.
Oh, God.
So when I'm going to insert this very gently, and in order to be able to see what's going on, we're going to need to blow some air in there. And you're going to feel the need to pass some air. I want you to go ahead and you pass that air. Like, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Why are you putting things in my butt?
Yes. Like, yes, I will pass that air.
Thank you.
Yes, I will.
She was very encouraging. And yeah, she finished.
Hi, George.
She finished everything. She looked around and she's like, well, your colon is just pristine. And I'm like, great, so amazing. Why do I poop funny? And she's like, I don't know, go see this guy. Like, yeah, she's like, it's not this. Mm-hmm. It's not this end.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 7 years later, we figured out I had a dairy issue, the end. So anyway.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Now we can go to your astigmatism.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So the doctor was delightful. I went to this particular one because it was within walking distance of my house and in network. And he was great. So I highly recommend see eyewear on Hennepin. It was a fun time. But then the salesperson, you know, the assistant sales, whatever.
Sure, sure.
Basically there to push product, but also to like get everything set up for lens and things like that.
Yeah.
They were so good. I come out from the exam room, and she's like, hi, I'm going to help you today, blah, 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 blah. And she looked at my shirt, and she's like, is that a demigirl shirt? And I'm like, it is a demigirl shirt. And so we talked about, like, pronoun stuff, and we talked about, like, gender things. And as we're going through this, she's handing me glasses, and she's like, these ones might be a bit big for you, but I want you to try them on. And so I was just trying things on, and I can't see anything.
No.
The problem with buying glasses at a glasses shop is that you put them on and you can't see what they look like on your face.
Oh.
So she was really helpful. Like
The frames don't have prescription lenses in them. Right. So
I just take selfies and then look at them with my regular glasses.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is it. How'd that happen?
God damn it, James.
God damn it.
Well, James just fucking broke and clocked us.
He really did. Fuck.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
I didn't even think to do that.
Sorry.
What the shit?
That's really good.
That is really good. God damn it. All right, I'm going to have to remember that for next time. But anyway, so I was trying on different glasses and I put on one pair, and she's like, you look like Catwoman in those.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I'm going to take a gamble. I was like, yeah, but I don't do a Catwoman cosplay. And so she was like, oh, this is the cosplay I do. And I was like, she's one of mine. And, I mean, the side shave with the pink in the hair, also a likelihood, but she does Anime Detour. Like, she attends Anime Detour. And so we talked about Anime Detour versus Convergence. And then she tried to sell me on transitionals, and I'm like, nope,
no,
not
going
to do it. She's like, did you have a bad experience? I'm like, so I work at the fencing booth at the Renaissance Festival, and I'm constantly asking people if they need their glasses to see, because sunglasses behind the mask can be an issue.
Yep.
But if you need them to see, then you need to keep them on. But
right.
Sometimes, depending on how the light hits everything, suddenly things go a little weird behind the mask. It's not often, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, I'm going to be at the Renaissance Festival on Saturday. And I was like, yep, all right, done.
What I do is I get two pairs of glasses.
Mm.
And I have my everyday ones, which are transitionals, but then I have my fest glasses, which are not.
Sure. The glasses that I got were over $600.
Oh.
Progressive lenses.
Goodness gracious.
At my prescription are pricey as fuck.
I withdraw my statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I only got the one pair there. And then I went to Pair Eyewear because they gave me a quote for just replacing the lenses in this frame.
Sure.
And I went, that seems like a lot. Yeah. And then I went to Pair Eyewear and they're like, yeah, we can send you a whole new pair of glasses with that prescription and all of those other extras and goodies that you want, like the blue light and whatever, for $100 less. And I'm like, and that's what we're doing.
There you go.
So.
Yep.
So, yeah. And honestly, I'm probably going to wear the pair I wear once the most anyway. They're the ones I'm comfortable with. They're the ones I have, like, 50 million toppers for. but she did convince me on this $600 pair of glasses. Mm-hmm. They're a gold wire, and the eye shape is, like, more upward and pointed.
Ah.
And it's got, like, a little... So it's like a gold frame, but it's got a little teal bit right along the top. So I can look like I'm perpetually wearing eyeshadow, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
But the seems teal, very cool. Like, I put them on and I couldn't see it, but she's like, oh, that brings out the difference in your eye color so much. And I was like, all right, well, you did it.
Yeah, all
me.
Right.
You
there
sold
you go.
Me. This is happening now.
It's the only hetero thing about you.
Yep. All the rest of y'all's is homos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Me and David Bowie being all hetero over here. Anyway, I got those glasses, and then I ordered my pair, and the problem is that, yeah, my prescription is pretty hefty at this point.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a little bit.
Your mom's glasses are so fat that...
But, yeah. Overall, had a wonderful experience. They did do the eye dilation thing, and I took a picture, and it was a couple hours after, because I walked over to BLB to have dinner with Joe afterwards.
Yeah.
So I got home, and I took the picture, but my eyes were still pretty fucking dilated at that point. Mm-hmm. So.
That is my least favorite thing.
And the doctor went to do the pressure test that I fucking hate.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely hate it so much. I barely felt anything. I was like, oh, well, that's lovely. Okay, then.
Did you have to ask your eye doctor, is it in yet?
No. Well, he went to... You know how they move the tool really close to your eye?
Yeah.
I have very heavily hooded eyes, so he went to move it real close, and even though I've got my eyes as big as I can, my eyelashes basically stick straight forward.
Yeah.
So he ran it into my eyelash, and I was like, eyelash, and he was like... All right, one moment. Is it okay if I lift? I'm like, yep. So he just lifts the entire thing for me to make sure that my eyelashes don't get in the way.
Yeah.
I have tiny, they're not squinty eyes, but they're just really tiny fucking eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, little beady.
Yeah.
What?
They're the correct size for you. You're a small thing.
Shut your face.
You're a very tiny thing.
I'm big and fearsome. Shut it. Fear me! Fear me! Visual jokes.
Yep.
But I, so did all of that. Like I said, it was a good experience. The glasses there are pricey, but just the people there were fantastic. So,
nice.
Really enjoyed that a lot.
Hmm.
I'm sure I did other things, but most of those are fest related, so, you know.
Sure.
That was my non-fest story that I can think of right off the top of the bat.
I went to buy a replacement bulb for, our Bearded Dragon's enclosure, a basking light.
God, I want one so bad.
The one that we had was making a loud buzzing noise, and when I went to isolate which bulb was the problem, I turned that one off, and then it just didn't turn back on. And I was like, well, that sure the fuck explains it. Drove over to Twin Cities Reptile, got a new basking lamp, but in the parking lot, someone was like, hey, nice hair, because I had the braid over my shoulder, and I was like,
oh.
Thanks. And he's like, yeah, most people don't have the patience to, like, grow their hair out anymore. Just, like, cut it all the time. And I was like, I get that. I cut mine like every couple of years for charity to like donate. And he was like, "Oh, that's really cool. Do you work out by chopping wood?" No, I don't.
These are the best pickup lines I have ever heard.
No, this sounds like a dude that doesn't know how to talk to another dude because dudes don't have these conversations on the regular with strangers.
And
exactly and why I'm it sounds like the best pickup
lines. Mostly, I've just been doing a lot of walking recently. And he's like, cool, all right. And like we high-fived, and then I went in and bought a fucking basking light. This same kind of thing happened to me when I went to the hilariously named You Pull Our Parts to get a spare tire for the Celica that I was driving 15 years ago, something like that.
And somebody asked if you chopped wood?
No, somebody asked if I competed in like Scottish heavy games.
Oh, Highland games.
I could see that with your physique. Like, I get it.
Caber toss.
And I was like, no, those guys are... They're real strong. And he was like, "You look like you could." Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. It just very occasionally happens that I get real weird compliments from strangers, and it makes my day.
I think it would be really fun to learn how to caber toss.
Oh, shit, yeah. That would be super fun.
Well, I mean, you just start out with a little baby log, and you're like, whoop, and then bigger logs.
Oh, my God. Fencing booth tournament halftime show.
I don't want anybody from the fencing booth tossing anything caber-related.
Pool noodles.
Pool noodle caber toss.
Okay. Pool noodle caber toss.
I would absolutely.
All right. No, yes. That's fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please let me judge.
Yeah. I
mean, you were going to judge anyway, whether we let you or not, but...
Let me officially judge.
Yeah, I would... I mean, if I can get this past the management folks, then yes. Absolutely.
Right.
I'm just, like... I love a good shenanigans.
Oh, that sounds like a good shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Don't do it, Salsa. You'll hurt yourself more.
Just
save it for this one.
Yeah, there was that, and then just like doing a bunch of small maintenance. This is kind of the time of year that like nesting brain kicks in.
Sure.
And so I was just doing like small repair tasks around the house and on a tiny car. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to pick up Jenna today, I was like, "Hang on, I gotta make a little repair or something to something on a tiny car." And she was nervous.
I'm like, "Well, because he got out of the car. Normally he just pulls up and is like, I'm here." And then I come out and I join him in the car. And
we're going podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah. So he got out of the car. I'm like, "Oh, do you need to use the bathroom? I just locked up." And he's like, no, and goes back to the truck. He's like, "I'm just going to make a repair." And I'm like, "What kind of repair are you making on a car that you've come to pick me up in?"
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a valid question.
It is.
If you're going to be riding in somebody's car and they say it needs a repair, you need to
replace
that.
The transmission. Just be a second.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Do you have any cinder blocks?
Oh.
Or if not a cinder block, do you have...
I have a caber.
one of those engine lifting crane things.
a car jack?
Yes, that's the word.
Oh, my God. Point the first. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Point the second, car jack is not nearly as good as Applejack.
As a My Little Pony character? Or
sure. Oh my God.
All right, good.
Anyway, continue with your story of misdeeds.
But yeah, it was just getting a bunch of things done, including the little the little hooded sweatshirt that I had on the stick shift didn't survive the laundry. I may have talked about this before, but the replacement arrived in the mail, and now I have a little orange hoodie for the stick shift in my car.
But how do you see where it is?
It's bright orange.
No, not the hoodie, the space on your shifter. How do you know if you're going in reverse?
Because the car goes in reverse.
Yeah.
But how do you shift it in a reverse if you don't have the letters to tell you where it is?
You go.
What if there. I go into fifth gear on accident?
Then you're in fifth gear. Yeah. And you don't go in reverse.
See, I think you're missing my concerns.
No.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's fine. No,
the car goes nowhere, but the engine goes sideways.
Oh, no.
If you drop it straight into fifth.
You drop it straight into fifth, and the hood opens, the whole motor and transmission get out with a suitcase, and they put their hat on. They're like, get fucked. This is it. Storm off.
Leaving just a trickle of motor oil behind them as they go.
And I get out, and I hunker down, and I... It's fresh. I can track them.
God. That's carjack.
Ew. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
So anyway, what else? Do we
do? Mostly that, and just trying to put things together at home, and it's been going pretty well. Yeah.
I have not done it yet. But I bought tickets to the new Transformers movie.
Ooh.
Yes, I am taking the kids to go see Transformers 1. And not just the movie, but also the, like, fan appreciation event at our theater.
Nice.
So not only are we going to go see the new Transformers movie, but we are going to get, like, comic books and keychains and stuff like that.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
One of my core memories was getting a comic book from Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm-hmm. It leaves a lasting impression. Yeah.
And the kids know that I love Transformers, and they don't know... a huge amount about it. So I'm really, really looking forward to taking them and having just the three of us go and watch Transformers movie.
Yeah.
And Raiderly is looking forward to not having the three of you.
Well, Raiderly is going to be at practice for her world record attempt next weekend.
I'm so excited.
So
that is very exciting.
Yeah. This last week was a lot, obviously, you can tell.
Yeah,
We did our cast party for our Fringe show at Can Can Wonderland.
Yeah, nice.
I was unable to attend.
Yep. So we
had a production meeting for my next show.
Yep.
Ah.
So we ate some boozy ice cream and played some video games and hung out.
Very cool.
It was a good time. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of the very, very brief what I'm gonna talk about.
Yeah.
sure.
That's you talking very briefly.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if I have other stories, because, like, we did do the production meeting, but I feel like I can't quite talk about those things yet.
Yeah.
I will say I was going to save this for the second portion, but we do have the Fright Night Twin Cities Horror Festival fundraiser coming up on Wednesday.
Ooh.
And the silent auction launched on Friday.
Oh, shit.
And it was something I didn't really have anything to promote it with last time we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a link for the silent auction or anything that. So, I will make sure to get those in. The thing is, the silent auction ends Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Time. And local pickup preferred.
Ah.
So I'm like, I don't know how much our long distance supporters can support on there. Although you can just make a donation to the fundraiser. Like,
also
that's fine too.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the Fright Night. We're doing our load in and a bunch of decorating tomorrow night, and then there's gonna be the Fright Night and tear down right away. I am so excited for this year's shows, you guys. And I am excited to see their previews.
Oh, yeah.
That is... I've been very busy, mm-hmm. but with stuff that isn't story worthy.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
it's
sure.
like I've been doing a lot, but it's I've been working on a grant. There's not a lot of stories tied up in grant writing. Other than dear God in heaven, how can I reword this thing? Where'd my thesaurus go? That's basically grant writing. What numbers do I have from who for what for this?
So I was writing this grant for the horror festival, and I accidentally typed Fostival. It was so crazy, you guys.
Yep. Yeah, you really shouldn't have used your voice on that
Fostival.
One. Oh, my God.
Could really go for a plate of Fostival right now.
Yeah. Like a cream sauce?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I was about to say, sadly, I'm allergic to Fostival.
Yeah, like every part of that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much everything, except for the canola oil. I can have that, so that's fine.
Just there with a canola oil and a crazy straw.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, like I said, most of my stories are fest related or boring as fuck right now. So,
what do you mean that Fostival story was amazing?
I liked that.
Ah, God damn it. I hate you both so much.
That's justified.
Yes.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I prefer it when my hatred is unjustified.
This economy?
That's our next t-shirt.
I have a surplus of hatred.
That right there sounds like our next t-shirt. I prefer my hatred to be unjustified.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Nice.
Well, shorter segment, but should we take a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
No, not sleepy time skeletons.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
Oh, God. And I'm Jenna.
What on earth? All right.
I have no idea, which is why I jumped on it.
You just jumped on it. All right.
You know what? I felt bad about this before, but now...
Now I
feel a little more confident about this thing that is about to happen.
This is going to happen.
So these were on special. Can't imagine why. These are Jack Link's Wild Dr. Pepper flavored meat sticks.
It inspired by the flavors of Dr. Pepper.
No.
Made with beef, pork, and chicken, casing colored.
Yes. And it is not a beef stick, it is a snack stick.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, how dare you lie to me about this, James?
Let's be very clear what it is we are eating.
Yeah, let's that's got legs.
Oh, I have concerns up front.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that is that is an aroma.
That is an aroma.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm a smoker.
Yeah, I wonder. See, if a cigar smelled like this, I'd probably like it.
Ingredients: beef and pork, mechanically separated chicken.
That means it's robot slave labor.
Oh, I thought it was that that a paper divorce just wasn't enough.
I don't. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Doing it. All right.
Huh.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Oh. No. Nope. No. Oh, God.
Huh.
Oh, God. Bad candy.
Gotta swallow it.
Oh, do I have to?
There's nowhere else to go. Oh, God. Oh. It was worse.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why?
That is not good.
No, it is not. Apparently,
and you took another bite?
That was my third bite.
Apparently, Jesus Dr. Pepper does not go with beef and pork and mechanically separated chicken.
Or the coloring for the casing.
That is...
That was not...
It, like... There's the meat flavor.
The texture's
and
bad.
And then it's like sugar.
Yeah.
It's like just, it's syrupy sweet.
Well, what it tasted like to me was an overcooked Vienna sausage. Like those little party Vienna sausages.
No, I love a Vienna sausage, yeah.
Yeah, but when it gets overcooked and the sugar gets like a little...
Caramelized.
Beyond caramelized. Yeah. It gets a little burnt.
Like taffy.
Just that touch of the burnt in it. That's tasted like to me.
I think it tastes to me like somebody mixed a cocktail of liquid smoke and Dr. Pepper, and then...
It was way too syrupy, though.
Mm. Yeah, they drank that mixture through this as a straw.
So you know when you have like a fountain drink, they've got that like concentrated syrup in the back, in the box. Anybody that's ever worked fast food knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. The cardboard
box
with the bladder in it.
It tastes like that.
It's like Vino in El Boxo, but like pure sugar syrup.
It's just that syrup flavor that has been soaked up by a meat flavored paper towel.
I'm kind of becoming immune to it.
I hate you now, and I question your taste.
Get these out. We have tried them for science. Now get these out of my house.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm just going to put these.
Why do you keep eating it?
Because I'm holding it.
He's serious. This is.
Here, James, hold this.
We are watching.
Let me finish this one first.
Oh, my God.
This is like Stockholm Syndrome happening in real time.
I cannot look at him right now.
Wow, it's working already.
Oh, fuck off. Jesus Christ. You asked.
Wow, it makes me a little spicy, too.
I'm sure it's the awfulness of that stick that's making you spicy.
It might be. Yeah, you are what you mean.
That's not spicy,
that was
though.
Not
that's
pleasant.
Just gross.
Ugh. That was not at all pleasant.
More lemonade.
It's kind of coming around. Not in a good way.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't come up for seconds, I'm... So anyway.
That's what it reminds me of. Like a Dr. Pepper burp with a mouth full of, like, beef jerky.
This doesn't help, James. You're not selling it. Why do you keep eating? You can stop.
Why do you keep
You're allowed
talking
to stop.
About it? The fuck,
You're
James?
Put it down. Put it down.
It's almost done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just...
Hey, James, I got you something.
No, don't give it to him. Just...
I'll fucking do it.
I know. And it's making me sick. I'm all getting nauseated watching
I'll
this.
I'll wait. I'll eat them later.
Oh, my God. That is truly disturbing.
Yeah, that was not okay.
No, it makes your lips taste bad, too.
Do you remember... I'm not surprised by that. Do you remember when you would just randomly send me pictures of you learning how to sword swallow? That is what my reaction was. You would send me a picture, and I'd be like, oh, God, stop doing that. Stop putting that in your mouth. Ew. Stop putting that long-ass cylindrical thing in your mouth. And they're like,
I've changed my mind,
now
James.
You know.
Keep eating one.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you both. I hate everybody. So this weekend, I did a fencing booth thing with James.
No, that's true.
And a few other people besides. The Saturday morning was weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was, the first hour was wet, but not raining. It was so very humid.
Very, very humid.
Sprinkling.
So very, it wasn't even sprinkling, though, is the thing. The first hour, it was just sticky out.
It was just wet.
And then 10 o'clock, we started to get kind of a mild sprinkle that developed into basically the drip of a leaky faucet. It wasn't raining.
Yeah, it was that area between mist and sprinkle.
Yeah. Well, it started with that, but we did get some actual drops.
Yeah.
So it went from that kind of mist sprinkle area for a few minutes, and then it went into that just random drop thing. Like there were 100 different faucets with a very, very slow leak at different times. It was just bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, it was just... I don't know. But then by 11 o'clock, the sun came out and people were showing up. And,
Yeah,
so like, and the rest of that day was still kind of sticky, but fine overall. We got a little bit more of a breeze.
I think where you guys were at, it burnt off pretty good. But down in
the swamp?
In Cartwheel Cove, it stayed just muggy all day.
You mean down in the swamp?
Yeah. So we were just wet all day.
No, it did take a little bit. But we got there within a couple hours after the sun coming out. So.
I chafed from walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is. I forgot.
Yeah,
why do my thighs hurt?
I was making my own gravy basically because I was sweating so badly.
And, gross.
It was not good for me. I got motorcycle rider butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Swamp ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. It was bad.
But I mean, it was. I did have a few friends that came out, and that was nice. I do have one lovely story. There was a father with a couple of kids, and I was like, hey, they want to do this? And he's like, well, I'm not sure. And I was like, well, he's like, how long is the wait? And I'm like, it's about 45 minutes right now.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. Like, end of the day on Saturday, people would come up, and I would be like, okay, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We're looking at over an hour right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will still take your money. I will gladly take your money, but I feel like you should know what the wait time is up front.
Yeah.
So that you can make your decisions appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
One of the parents was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, I do see you have three children here, and they could be standing in a line for an hour while you could be sitting in the shade for an hour. And the parent was like, all right, well, maybe, yeah. And the kids are like, I want to fight, I want to fight, I want to fight. And I was like, I go to, because there's three of them, I went to go through the options.
Yeah.
And I always start with, so the first option you have is two of them can fight each other and one of them can fight a champion. That one's $9. And then I start to go on. And one of them was like, I want to fight a champion. The other one was like, I want to fight a champion. And the third one was like, I want to fight a champion. And I was like, are you sure you guys don't want to fight each other? Because our champions were working real hard that day.
Yep.
And they're like, no, we want to fight champions. And the mom was like, all right, well, here's what we're doing. So.
Yep.
But yeah, they didn't. I was like, you don't even want to hear the rest of my options? They're like, no, I want to fight a champion.
Mm.
All right, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Josh.
Yep. Yeah, that was the morning that. Go ahead.
But the one father had two kids with him, and I was like, it's about 40-45 minutes right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. And I was like, do you have specific concerns? And he wasn't really telling me about it, but the kids were like, no, we want to do this. And the one of the kids was particularly quiet, and he's like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yep. I'm like, all right. So. Pay the money, and the kids get in the line, and they're doing fine in the line. They're not rowdy or anything. They're just kind of talking to each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nicest kids I've had in my line, quite frankly. And the father comes back around about 5 minutes later, and he's like, I'm really worried because the quiet one has autism. And I was like, oh, friend.
Yeah.
Behold my booth and see the spectrum therein. This is the perfect place. We have rules. We have very specific things you must follow. You have to have that focus. Like, all of these other things. I'm like, he's going to do great. Don't worry about it. And, and I could see him just kind of relax.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, they'll know how to talk to him. They'll know how to, you know, go through everything with him. Like, you could just see him be like, oh. And so, like, he actually got to relax for a half an hour out of his day because he's, I'm guessing this is kind of a newer diagnosis.
Sure,
and he's not sure how to navigate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that he's trying to watch out for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, also a part of it, you've got to let them test waters sometimes, too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And the kids played and had a lovely time, and he came back, and he gave me $5, and I put it in the donations thing, and then he fucked off, so.
Yeah. Amazing.
But it was really nice to be able to watch the parent just be like, oh, okay, everything's mm-hmm. going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And just help them out to enjoy a part of their day without being on the on the edge, kind of, not really eggshells, but like you're keeping an eye out consistently kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you were going to say something. I might have more stories later. I can't think of them
sure.
right now.
Sure, but. Sure. Josh talked to me in the morning and was like, well, you know, we're, you and I are going to trade off being in the ring and ring backing and championing.
That's the part I asked about whether or not we were going to talk about that.
Oh, I was okay. just really excited to, because I've been getting in some really good champion time, and I've been getting a little bit of ring time. Like, each okay. day I've been doing, like...
Some?
Like, a half an hour to an hour of ring time.
Yeah.
And so, because this last weekend was Cole's anniversary, and Cole is one of our, like,
he just
staple
is
ring masters.
Yeah.
I got to do more ringing. And I love being at the booth while Cole is at the booth, of mm-hmm. course. But also... When I first started ringing, the way that they got me practice was by just leaving me in the ring for sure. a while. And so it had been a couple years since I was just, like, left in the ring. And usually we do it because, you know, we're feeling the heat and the exhaustion and the, you know, everything like that. But we swapped in and out. A lot less frequently, and so I really got to be in the ring
yeah.
and ringmaster quite a lot. And
I feel like you got the first 2 hours almost entirely.
Yeah, I had so much fun. I yeah. love doing that. It definitely blew out my voice for the rest of the day functionally, but it was well worth it.
Nice.
How
was your show that evening?
It went well.
All right.
My voice was just very, very deep.
Mm. That may have helped with tips. You don't know.
It may have.
All right.
Hey, ladies.
That's what we've got to add to the show. Flirting.
Maybe not.
Nope. Yep.
Every lady out there has yep. already had a full nope. fucking day of it.
That was the sound of... Everyone going dry.
What was the meme? Hey, I'm single and I'm going out to the Renaissance Festival. How do you meet people? And the response is like, don't worry. A poly guy with spiritual issues will be assigned to you at the front
right.
gate.
Yeah.
And I like it because there are all, definitely those assholes out there.
Yeah. yeah
but
yeah.
it's also like, oh, but not everybody in the community is like that.
That's
so
very
kind
true.
Of gross, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
some
like,
of them are
it
monogamous.
Does fucking. I said in the poly community.
Oh, I thought you just meant in the community.
No, I said in the poly community specifically.
Oh, gotcha.
No, monogamous people are all assholes.
Right.
This is fucking what we do.
But I've heard that they have pristine colons.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I do.
That's
ladies. But, anyway. But, yeah. So, like, I kind of like that one, but I also kind of don't. Like, because mm-hmm. it does definitely feel like it might just be the same three poly dudes that are hitting on fucking everybody out there, but it definitely feels like you're just getting inundated with that. So, yeah.
It matches with my experience of what people tell me about, like, dating sites and functionally fucking everywhere, that you're just approached
yep.
by the worst.
It's the Renaissance equivalent of a dick pic. It just...
Yeah.
M'lady.
It's a codpiece. Yeah.
Anyway.
But it was really nice to put in a little bit of extra ring time. I know that I can't do that consistently.
All right.
I don't think that my body will support that.
Mm.
But it was It was really nice to do a turn and burn for...
Well, I am hoping that my body will allow me to do a ring off with Cole again.
That would be
towards
so
the
good.
End of the season.
Hell
it was
yeah.
so much fun
yeah.
last year.
Yeah. Other than that, are you done?
Yeah, I haven't been able to think okay. of any more well, of my stories.
The other thing is brand new this year, the Troubadour Guild. A guild that has been in existence for several years is the Shakespeare Guild.
Sure.
It's been around quite a while. And the Shakespeare Guild, you read some 24, 26 lines of Shakespeare, I think. Well, you memorize it and recite it. And then
right.
having done that, you are... You can try out for the Shakespeare Guild, and you are admitted to the Shakespeare Guild
sure.
for doing that publicly.
Is that, and that's still happening?
Yes.
yes.
And,
okay.
And
cool.
Then, if you participate in that, then you get the little badge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, if somebody recognizes the badge, they can come up to you and say, "What is your Shakespeare Guild piece?" And you can talk a little bit about it, and then you perform it, and then that's the thing. The Troubadour Guild is kind of the same thing, but it is for music that was written before 1900.
Mm-hmm.
Functionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about trying out for the Shakespeare Guild. I don't have it together yet. In so many ways. But
yeah.
I am going to try out for the Troubadour Guild this coming weekend. I'm really
yes.
excited about it.
Yay.
And I've got the piece of music all picked out, everything like that. But you sing a brief song after giving kind of a quick history of it, when it was written, what it's about.
Sure.
And then you perform it. And they say, you know, obviously longer songs are fantastic and filthy songs are great, but do remember that people will approach you and ask about it, and you can't always control who.
So if you work at a children's game...
Maybe
pick the correct song.
Maybe pick something that is child appropriate, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've got mine all picked out. It is surprisingly difficult because a lot of the songs that we think of as being like folk songs.
Oh, they're not.
Are,
yeah, like early 1900s.
Yeah, 1920s, 1940s.
Yeah.
There were a few where I was like, really? The 1970s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the one that I've got picked out, I've been told that this works because it started as a like really old Gaelic poem.
Mm.
From like the 16 and 1700s. And then it was turned into a song in the 17 and 1800s and propagated that way. And then it was translated to English in the 1970s.
Oh, God.
By an actor for the band The Corries.
Okay.
And then popularized in English by the Corries. And so, yeah, it's I'm really excited to take part in this. And then eventually the Shakespeare Guild. But for some reason, that feels more daunting to me, the Shakespeare Guild, because Shakespeare is so technical in my estimation. Like, the wording is so... particular. Like, if you fuck up a song lyric or something like that, the words don't always have to be the same. But if you, like, fuck up...
To be or not 3B.
Yeah. Fuck. To be or not 2A. Wait. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Just, you're constantly having to make sure that you have the words exactly right. And somebody approached me after I was in a Shakespeare show, and they said, when you said this... It's supposed to be this wording. And I was like, this is what I have to look forward to when I perform Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just thought of a Shakespeare thing I might actually remember and be able to do.
Ooh.
Oh my God, come on. Anyway, keep talking.
But yeah.
I got very excited.
So I'm really excited to try out for that, and I will be sure to report back on whether I completely hose it or whether I now have a medallion that identifies me as a member of the Troubadours Guild.
Troubadour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
No, and the reception of the new guild has been huge. Mm. Like,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of people that have absolutely jumped in with both feet.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see.
Yeah.
all the people that are getting involved in that.
Yeah. I'm hoping to be in both of those guilds, and then I wonder what the next
or not to be in those guilds.
No, oh, that's the question. Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I had a very similar, like Jenna was saying, Saturday was just it was like mid-70s, but it just felt like it was 90.
Yeah,
because it was just so wet and humid.
Yeah,
and then Sunday hit and it was hotter. It was like mid-80s, and and it sapped the energy out of you. But I am one of those people who doesn't know when to stop.
We've met.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. This is a big surprise to everyone. Mm-hmm. So the show must go on, you know, et cetera. And so I was just start, like, I got off the stage for my 1:30 and just like dragging and tired. And then 4 o'clock hit and I was like, well, here we go.
Time to make the donuts.
Yep. And I genuinely kind of seriously was wondering if I should cancel the show.
Mm.
And then I recognized an old coworker in the audience. Oh. And I was like, hey, how's it going? Good to see you. We came out to see you. And I was like, well, I'm going to do the show now.
Yep.
And I will not half-ass a show.
Nope.
No.
So even though my throat was already tired, it was just like, we are going at this full bore.
Mm-hmm.
And got off stage and was just like, oh, I'm so tired right now, and my throat was just like, fucking stop. Because it's not only the swords, you know, that I'm swallowing, but it's also just talking for half an hour and emoting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To an audience, you know, and that stage that we're on is weirdly a audio, like, void.
Yeah. It's like, a black hole for audio.
It's great for spectacle.
It's fantastic for spectacle, yeah. but it, like, sound travels 10 feet and then just dies.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you've really got to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even mic'd up, you still have to just really throw yourself out there.
And then you add all of the bodies and everything. And
yeah, exactly. And
the audience.
Mm-hmm. I add up bodies an awful lot.
That's why you have a trophy.
But, you know, it's not just getting up and talking like we're doing here. It's the whole just fully moting and movement and the whole performance.
Big
everything.
Show.
Exactly. And so, like, I got off and I was just, oh, so fucking tired. And I have a shack with, I brought out a kettle so I could have tea between shows. Mm. And I was just going through tea all day yesterday.
That is a wildly good idea. I need to... Stop
we have a kettle.
Have tea with you.
If
we
you
have
come
a kettle
by,
at the fencing booth.
Or you can come by the shack and we can have tea together.
Oh, that sounds adorable. I'm getting you guys a doily.
I'd wear it.
Do with can the we, damn thing. But
are you serious? Can we get doilies?
I'll get you some doilies.
Yay.
I
don't know.
I'm kind of weirdly excited about that. Yeah.
I want to sit with a cup of tea with doilies.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Come to the shack.
I'll get you some doilies.
Aw, thank you.
I love this.
Probably not for this weekend, but maybe final weekend.
Oh, sure.
No.
All right.
I'm down. Mm-hmm. Down with that. Mm-hmm.
No, I need to make a note to remember to get some fucking doilies. What have I done? Sons of bitches.
Some other stuff happened, but I'm going to keep it short.
Sure.
Why? Here's the thing. If I get you doilies, I want pictures.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have that tea out there, too.
That's fucking excellent.
Yeah,
that was really good tea.
Yeah.
So that one and the orange Pico black tea that I really like. Those are kind of my two favorites. Chai. Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yes, I think we're
going to. Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're going to do that.
Yay!
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at AONpodcast.com or collectively at feedback at AONpodcast.com.
I don't want paper doilies either. I want, like,
I'm not getting you fucking paper doilies.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of cheap-ass motherfucker do you think I am?
It's an obvious
trap.
You're
not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to talk, Salsa. You're not supposed to talk. Ha ha! Victory is mine.
And we're back.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. Jesus Christ.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five. See, we can whisper because we didn't injure our voice. I can whisper.
Today's Quiet Five comes to us from... Oh, Stefan Senpai!
Yay, Senpai!
opening thoughts. I've got video games on my mind.
Ooh.
But they're all old enough to drink.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so is my daughter.
Okay. That's okay. Like weird.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That, like, still seems wrong.
Shit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Question number one.
Ding.
Shush.
Game Boy Color.
Oh.
Or Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, I'm going to Advance as well.
I didn't have
a Game Boy.
Neither did I.
My original brick.
I didn't have one as an adult either.
My original brick was a gift from a friend who no longer wanted it because it was past the end of the, like, Game Boy proper. Mm. And it had moved to the Game Boy Pocket. Okay. And then the Game Boy Pocket Color and stuff. But the, it was getting on. And I played a bunch of Game Boy games, and I was like, oh, this is fucking amazing. And he's like, you know what? I haven't played that in 5 years, so please, have it.
Mm.
Thank you. Yeah. But then I went from that to a Game Boy Pocket, and then from there, I didn't get a new Game Boy for like a decade.
Like, and I know I played somebody's Game Boy at one point, but I couldn't tell you whose it was or what it did or what kind or how many. Did I play Paperboy on it? I may have played Paperboy on it.
Yeah.
I don't think it had color. Which one is that?
Yeah, it was the Game Boy or the Game Boy Pocket.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I haven't played the color or the advanced. Okay, I like the Game Boy Color. I'm going to go with Game Boy Color because I saw a sketch. There's this guy that does different generations, sketches with different generations.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was about the Game Boy Color.
Ooh.
The end. That's why I'm going with that one.
Huh.
It's not really a story, but it is the reason.
Yeah.
It's as good a reason as any.
Sure.
All right. Question number two. Wii or Wii U?
Wii!
I think fucking everybody had a Nintendo Wii. And I think very few people had a Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a Wii U.
However, I think that the technology of the Wii U is why we have the Nintendo Switch. Pretty handily.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And especially the ability to play something as a handheld or play it on the big TV is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And I think they could have done a lot more, and I think it could have been a fucking awesome system. I'm going to go Wii U. Yeah.
I think you're right in that. I think it was that missing link between the Wii and the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it was the step between the two doesn't mean it was well executed in and of itself.
Sure.
And so I'm going with the Wii.
I'm guessing I've told the story about getting gesso when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Does this sound familiar? Great, but that's why I'm going with the wee.
Right, fair enough.
I could tell the story again if you'd like. I don't remember the last time I told it on the podcast. I know I have, but I don't know, maybe we have new listeners. Maybe we don't.
Maybe so.
All right. My daughter's uncle, who has been a previous guest to this podcast, had a hookup and got a wee, like maybe a week after they were released in America. And so we went over to visit her uncle, and he showed her the Wii, and she fell in love. And this was, like, end of November, beginning of December, right? And my daughter came away from her uncle's and was like, I'm going to ask Santa for a Wii. And I was like, God damn it. Fuck. Son of a bitch.
I am going to kill my brother.
I had to have a conversation with her about how the Wii was not actually made in the workshop. It was made by Nintendo and go over supply and demand. And I was like, and Santa's pretty good at getting things, but if Nintendo only has so many and everybody else has already asked for one, it might be too late. Like, I really tried to justify why she was not getting a Wii for Christmas, because was not happening. Yeah. There was no way. She's a little sad, and I was like, so, you know, I can't say for sure, but I am going to say it seems very unlikely, and I don't want you to get your hopes up. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And you could tell Christmas, she was a little disappointed, but not, like, sad, just kind of meh. So the other thing is, my daughter at this point, I think she was eight, nine, something like that. She could do extra chores for extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And she started doing all sorts of extra chores around the house.
Mm.
And 6 months later, she pulls out her little piggy bank. And she goes, Mama, do I have enough money to buy a Wii yet? And it was like $20. Oof. And considering I only gave her, like, nickels, dimes, and quarters, that little girl busted her ass for that $20. And I was like, well, it's not quite, but I'll see what I can do to help make up the rest of it. We're going to see if we can get you a Wii. And I posted this on LiveJournal to my circle of friends. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys. Here's the adorable story. Does anybody happen to know how I can get my hands on a Wii?
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, just a couple days prior, had seen one on a shelf and picked it up and was like, somebody's going to need this. So I was able to buy it off of him to get to Jessa. And that's how my daughter earned her Wii.
That's amazing.
for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going to have to go Wii.
I weirdly have the story from that friend's perspective, kind of. Not for you
specifically, friend, but
a friend of mine worked at the shop next to me, and she had, for a variety of reasons, really needed to get her kid the best Christmas gift. Okay. And you'll be able to make up in your own mind why that is, but she was like, it's really important. The only thing that he wants is a Nintendo Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And they just aren't fucking anywhere.
They're not there. They don't exist.
And can I get your advice on... somebody on Craigslist is willing to meet me somewhere, and I can give him $400, which was like 2.5 times the amount.
Right.
Because they were like $170 bucks.
Around there, like maybe 200, but
And in a parking lot somewhere, and I was like, please do not get murdered with $400 cash on you.
No.
Before Christmas as a single parent.
Right.
Don't do this.
No.
I absolutely, like, keep tabs on it, but I will find you a Wii. for your child's Christmas.
Right.
And I called fucking everywhere that wasn't a game store.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because they're going to be sold out. And I found out that there was in a pharmacy just on the Wisconsin side of the border, they had bought 3 or 4 of them. They had no idea what they were, but they I called and I was like, this is a very weird question, but you wouldn't happen to have any Nintendo systems there, would you? And they said, oh, I think we just got some in. And I said, oh, yeah. And like went over it. Sure enough. And I said, I know that I can't ask you to reserve it. And they go, oh, well, what's your name? I'll put your name on it. We can tuck one behind the counter. And it was everything within me not to go like, no, you can't. I was like, great. And they were like, well, you know, can you pick it up sometime this week? And I was like, definitely.
I will be there in an hour and a half.
Someone can pick it up for me. And I called her immediately and she drove out there. Like, she took the rest of the day off work to drive out there.
The Simpsons episode where they're like, yeah, we've got one. And then, like, just, you hear, and they run in the door.
But yeah, so she bought it. Instead of buying a Nintendo for $400 in a shady swap somewhere,
right.
Possibly a murder situation, instead she bought it at regular price from a nice little pharmacy. Somewhere. And then, like, her kid got a Nintendo Wii that Christmas. Aww. Which, like, it feels good to be that friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's that's fucking great. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, Wii.
Question number 3. Sega Saturn.
Oh.
Or the original PlayStation.
Original PlayStation.
This is easy for me. OG PlayStation.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, fuck. I love the games that are on the Saturn, and I love that we almost ended up with square polygons, four-corner polygons instead of triangles, as a globe. Mm-hmm. But I've put in so many more hours on the PlayStation.
Absolutely.
I love my Saturn. I still have my Saturn.
Final Fantasy VII.
Oh.
The game I have sunk possibly more hours than any other game.
Yep. Armored Core.
Yep. Absolutely.
Jet Moto.
Metal Gear.
No one's surprised that I'm mentioning these games.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear. Mm-hmm. All these
Metal games. Gear.
Yep.
Did we mention Final Fantasy VII?
And 8.
Mostly 7.
Mostly 7. Mm-hmm. All right. Question number 4. The SNES Super Scope.
Oh.
Or the Sega Activator.
What are those?
Okay, so the Activator is an octagonal floor grid that has a series of infrared light beams that you break with your hands and feet in order to push buttons. So the idea is that it's kind of like a VR thing,
like,
because
a prequel to Dance Dance Revolution.
But it's meant for fighting games, and it's just about the most fucking awkward thing that you can have.
Okay,
it takes up a huge amount of floor space when it's fully deployed because it comes in segments.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It is difficult to use at best.
Okay,
we were obsessed with VR, so it seemed like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
The
Scope.
The Super Scope is a shoulder bazooka style light gun.
Oh, that one.
That had giant robot shooting gallery games. Mm-hmm. I'm going with that one.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
I want that one.
Yeah, 100%.
That just sounds like fun.
Hands down.
The Sega Menacer had 3 different light gun modes. You could have the pistol, the rifle, or the bazooka.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one.
It had like 3 games ever. The Super Scope had a lot.
Yeah.
And they have a Super Scope shooting gallery in the Nintendo Museum in Japan.
Nice.
Now with modern Super Scopes, and that's fucking awesome.
That is
pretty cool.
Yeah, Super Scope.
Okay.
All right. Question number 5.
5.
God damn it.
Original.
Ooh.
Or emulation.
Ah.
I mean, I gave a few of my original gaming consoles to James, so I only really use emulated games now. Basically, they went to James and Jessa.
Yeah. Honestly, there are some games that I can only play on an emulator.
Right.
There is something to be said for having that original, but with the emulator, I can play these games.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, just for availability.
Yeah.
Being introduced to something and having the opportunity to play it for free on the Switch Online service.
Now that Blockbuster's gone.
Right. there is that. I also find that playing on a portable that emulates makes it a lot easier to play long-form single-player games. I don't think that I would have beaten Final Fantasy if I was trying to play it on a home console. But being able to just play it anywhere makes it more likely. And then, but I have a tiny CRT television, and playing the N64 on that is just the fucking best.
There's something very pure about it.
Entirely. It is fucking glorious. And I'm looking to convert my Dreamcast so that it does emulate games, but it plays on the console. I'm going to say original.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's find out what this all means. Question number one, Game Boy Color or Game Boy Advance? Which would you rather have in your hands right now?
Game Boy Advance.
Advance.
Sure.
All right. Question number two, Wii or Wii U? Which single generation backwards compatibility is more worthwhile? The Wii supporting GameCube games or the Wii U supporting Wii games?
GameCube.
Yeah,
that's the
first one.
Yep.
Very much the
first. I still have all of my GameCube games.
I don't, which is why I had them on the Wii.
Did I give you my GameCube?
No. I just...
Who did I give my GameCube to, then?
Probably your daughter.
I don't think she wanted it.
Huh?
Where the fuck did the GameCube go?
I'm not sure. I've got a silver one with Link stickers all over it.
Oh, that's definitely yours.
What a surprise.
I know.
Question number three, Sega Saturn or the original PlayStation? Which system had better fighting games? I don't know. I'm not a fighting game.
I never really played a lot of Saturn. So I guess...
Neither did I. I have to go PlayStation.
PlayStation had Soul Blade, which was the Soul Calibur prequel, like the precursor to Soul Calibur. And that game I played the absolute fuck out of.
I think it was Bushido Blade on
PlayStation. It was also
PlayStation.
On PlayStation.
Yeah, so I'm going with that one.
Yep.
All right.
It's like the only fighting game that I ever didn't hate.
Virtual Fighter was good, but Tekken was actually better.
Oh, Tekken.
Yeah. And Tekken. Soul Blade was the best for PlayStation.
Mm.
Yep.
All right, question number four, the SNES Super Scope or the Sega Activator. Which peripheral failed to live to its hype more?
Activator. 100%.
Yep. Agreed.
Just by way of conversation, I'm like, Activator. I know the answer to this one. Yeah. It was the Activator, you guys.
God damn.
Activator. They did not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number five, original or emulation? Do you get the same nostalgic feeling from playing your childhood games on an emulator, or do you need to use the original hardware to complete that immersion?
I mean, there's a reason why I like going to Uptown.
Yeah.
I do like the feel of it. It's kind of like reading a book and having the pages versus reading on a Kindle or listening to audio. But I can still get into the story just the same. I can still get into the action. I can still... And I do still get many of those feelings. So, is it necessary to have the original? No. I think it's just a nice little bonus for me.
I think some of it depends on...
Unless we're talking Duck Hunt. In which case, fuck you. Give me that gun.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, no, but I mean, that actually... very directly addresses what I was about to say is I think there is something like depending on the controls. Because like the Xbox controller has not changed all that much throughout.
Correct. Yeah.
But like the what was the one with the had the center?
The N64.
Yeah, the N64 controller, like a game from the N64 controller era. Like that is a tactically different
thing. And I had to, well, not had to. I found it very difficult to enjoy playing the N64 emulator games without buying an N64 controller for the Switch.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
I think it really depends on what.
Also, I think for me, I played a lot more computer games than I did system games. So, like, a keyboard's a keyboard. That really hasn't changed all that fucking much over the course of the past 40 years.
I have Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego on an emulator here.
I've put Zork on so many machines that I have definitely lost count.
Oregon Trail, baby.
Yeah. I have...
But black and green Apple IIe version, thank you.
No, I will post to chat a video of somebody starting Doom on a 1993 Windows computer.
Yeah, it's right here. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and Oregon Trail.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right here on my computer.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. I gotta go original. Surprising no one, I think.
I think, with the exceptions that I just said, I think most of it is the visual, like, experiencing the game as opposed to the tactile.
I agree with Salsa.
So, oh, no.
Oh, God. Ew, that's awful. Why? I don't like that at all.
Why would you do that? Closing thoughts. Hopefully, this breaks up the Zestera sibling spat.
Yes. Mm. Oh, man, you should have read this one earlier.
Well, how was I supposed to know? If you would like to send in a Fast 5, go to AONpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast 5, and fill out the form. Please do, because this was all I have in the hopper. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody that showed up to volunteer at the fencing booth over the course of the weekend. There was chaos, there was confusion, there were shenanigans, I ended up really appreciating that sometimes people just come out of the fucking woodwork, man. There's just no two ways around that. So yeah. all of the boothies, big shout out, but it was especially poignant this weekend, I think, for me.
I'm going to say shout out to the folks from the Joust track and the JC's booths that are close to the fencing booth.
They're best neighbors.
They put on, they're just like...
They're such good neighbors.
They're such fucking sweethearts. Yeah.
Like State Farm.
They fed me. They gave me food.
Oh, and nice.
Like, almost like Italian grandmother style, just like, you're too skinny, eat.
Aww.
Yeah.
No, they really are the best fucking neighbors.
Truly.
You could ask for. Mm-hmm. Horsegate is the best gate.
Horsegate is the best gate.
Salsa?
I'm going to give my shout out to hot tea.
Yes.
Yeah.
And honey.
And please don't shout that.
Hot tea and honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my
good call.
Gently spoken out. to hot tea with honey.
Good.
Yes. Well done.
With a little bit of honey whiskey in it.
Mm-hmm. What about whiskey and honey? Honey whiskey.
Well, honey and whiskey is okay, but honey whiskey is better.
I would tend to agree.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do. 2 weekends left of the Last Call show, and it has been selling out. We've been completely booking the thing, so get your tickets early in the morning, and then we'll see you at 5:30 on a Saturday.
All right. This Wednesday is the Fright Night Festival fundraiser. Get ready for a spine-chilling event at our Fright Night Festival fundraiser set to support the annual Twin Cities Horror Festival. Wednesday, September 18th at the Crane Theater from 6 to 9 p.m. We are going to have Oracles, Chaos and Quirk is going to be there. and Goblin Market. There's going to be music. We're going to have our photo booth, and you know you want those photos. And we are going to have the preview night that night as well. The silent auction will end about a half an hour before the event ends. Mm-hmm. We're thinking roughly there-ish. And we will have some of those items available. So if there are silent auction items that you're interested in, you could bid on them, you could win them, and then you could just take them home from there.
Ooh.
Some of them. Not it depends on the item and all of that, but we will have some there. So spooky attire is encouraged for this hauntingly fun evening. Donations accepted at the door. I will be there to take your donations. Give me your money, bitches. And then I will say it is also our goal to have tickets live. So if you're one of those people that likes getting that skeleton key in, we have a very limited amount of those. My understanding is that those should be live on Wednesday.
Fuck.
And we can get those to you. So
I want one of those real badly.
Well, I can show up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Also, the silent auction is running right now and will be ending at 9 p.m. Central Time. I will post links for both of those, or I'll give those to Salsa and he can share those links. I'm not going to put them in the show notes. But yeah, it's going to be a super fun time. Come show up. And if you can't donate anything to show up, like, it's a suggested donation of $20, I think. But, like, just show up. Just show up. Come watch some previews. Support local horror theater. It'll be great.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, I love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan for sending in that Fast Five.
Senpai.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh.